This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Rolling back in here on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're getting ready. Training camp, Saints training camp, is in less than 2 weeks. Get ready for the heat. Get ready for the sweat. Get ready for the cooling towels. That's something I always make sure to bring. It's important. And we're going to bring in host of Locked On Saints, also reporter for LouisianaSports.net, Ross Jackson, going to help get us ready. How you doing, Ross?
Hey, man, doing great. Actually, cooling towels is a great idea. I need to make sure I do that.
Yeah, the first year I went out there, I wore pants, and I did not have any type of sweat-wicking material, and I almost died. I'm just going to be honest.
I'm an avid pants wearer at training camp, and it's becoming a part of my reputation, I think. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm not typically a wear shorts to work kind of person, but there's a certain point,
right,
where it just has to happen. I mean, just kind of broad question: what are you most excited to see? What are you looking forward to the most, other than just watching football again? And when we get out there in a couple weeks.
Yeah, certainly a big part of it is the football fact, but obviously, I mean, I think the biggest thing you're most excited to watch and this whole situation is just trying to figure out what the newness is to this New Orleans Saints team, right? New offensive approach, new defensive identity. What is all of it really going to look like? We got early glimpses of it during OTAs and mandatory minicamp, but as you know, like, no team drills, no 11-on-11 drills, some kind of, like, you know, full team walkthroughs and things like that. But even when they did the walkthroughs, they didn't wear helmets to kind of lessen a little bit of the temptation of physicality, you know, that's all. I'm just excited to see all of this come together in front of us and really get an opportunity to see what this team is looking to kind of build its identity around in 2025.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's so much that, you know, you'll watch and it's like, oh, was that intentional? And it's almost always intentional when it comes to Kellen Moore, all the way down to they did not wear their helmets during walkthroughs, because when you wear a helmet, you kind of feel like, oh, maybe I'll just get one in there. It's like, no, I don't want any contact. I don't want any physicality. So it's like, yeah, just take them off. You know, and it's just kind of this, those little things that you just kind of see, like putting the names on the back of the jerseys. You know, I was kind of like, Kellen kind of joked about it, but I do think that he is very particular with how he runs his practices. And there's just going to be little things like that you can pick out throughout the course of this process.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's absolutely right. Like, he's very intentional with everything that he does. Everything has a purpose. And we've seen that even for all the way down to sort of the things that the team is doing off of the field as well, right? Like canceling that last day of mandatory minicamp, going to 504, getting the opportunity to kind of bond as a team. We're seeing all of these players and coaches that are a part of off-season camps, the restoration effort at in Holly Grove and all that. Like, I think all those things are good examples of that too, to where literally everything that this team does is really with a purpose right now, and sort of a sense of urgency and a sense of purpose under Kellen Moore. I think it's a really good direction for them to at least get started here as they move forward, because obviously you want to see that intentionality and everything on the football field in between the lines too. So I think that becomes a big part of what it is that they're trying to kind of instill and install over the course of this offseason kind of training camp program going into the preseason as well.
Yeah, and I think Kellen also understands something very important. What every good teacher understands is when to throw a surprise pizza party, or in this case, a surprise golf outing. They're like, "Oh, you're getting ready to go out in the heat. Nah, we're gonna go play. We're gonna go play golf. Everyone, we're gonna pretend it's gonna be hinging on this three by the UDFA quarterback. In reality, this is what I planned all along. But no, I'm excited. I'm excited to see Kellen. You know, and one of the things, and I know you wrote about this recently, is this offense, or I believe you wrote about this, it may have been somebody else, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but this offense, I expect to be a lot more RPO driven. Mm-hmm. And you know, we had Cesar Ruiz on earlier in the show, and one of the things that's going to do is require a lot of, you know, work by the offensive line, because I think when people watch RPOs, they just focus on the quarterback and wherever the ball goes, right? But the hardest part of an RPO is, you know, these offensive linemen are like, okay, do I go block for the run, or do I stand here and wait? Because the alternative is, oh, you get a lot of ineligible man downfield penalties, and everyone's like, why are we running all these dumb RPOs? It's why Sean Payton was always, hey, I'm calling a run or a pass. We might make it look like he's got an option, but in reality, it's one of those two things. What do you expect that to look like in terms of RPOs under Kellen Moore?
Yeah, look, I think here. So first of all, yes, I did write about that. You nailed it. I think we're going to see a lot more of that under Kellen Moore. And you know, look, they did it 274 times last year with the Philadelphia Eagles, and 199 of those were rushes. And so I think that tells you a little bit of, like, again, the intentionality, right? Nothing happens by mistake. And so a little bit of, you know, kind of how that becomes a part of not just sort of this interesting approach to the passing game, but how it actually emphasizes a little bit of what you're doing in the run game portion of it as well. And so I think we'll see a lot of that. And I think that this is going to probably work really to the advantage of what it is that the team wants out of their offensive line, which is more athleticism and all those other things. But it does take a lot of discipline. And I think discipline is going to be a big kind of theme throughout this 2025 season under Kellen Moore as well. The other thing it really helps with too is that it just kind of gives the quarterbacks the opportunity to kind of see what the defense is doing and then make decisions based on that. Tyler Shuck was really successful in this during his final year at Louisville. We saw a lot of this as well in South Carolina with Spencer Rattler. When Spencer Rattler was at Oklahoma, they did a lot of shotgun offense. But then once he got to South Carolina, a lot of it was under center and a lot of it was RPO driven. And so both of these quarterbacks have a lot of good experience in this and have found success in this kind of thing. And I think that it's something that, you know, we talk about what we're excited about seeing at training camp. Like, that quarterback battle obviously is at the top of that list as well. And I think that some of the things that the Saints are planning on doing under Kellen Moore on the offensive side will already pretty much immediately kind of benefit these young passers in terms of the way that they're going to go about things and what they're accustomed to doing from their collegiate days.
Ross, as kind of Jeff alluded to there, when we spoke with Cesar Ruiz, one of the things that he talked about was how excited he is to play next to new right tackle Taliese Fuaga in that system, in that front. And it's so cool to see, you know, and hear from him specifically about Tali. But the two young tackles now, with Kelvin Banks Jr. being the first round pick, the ninth overall selection from this past year's draft, you know, all the draft analysts that we had talked to throughout the process said you're really building an offense from the ground up with those two kind of pieces as the bookends on an offensive line. And, you know, when we were also mentioning with Cesar Ruiz, he said that the sky's the limit for how much talent that's up front now for this offensive line, with plugging in Kellen Banks as the left tackle and moving Tali back over to right tackle. Just want to get your thoughts because, you know, once we get to training camp next week, it's going to be shelves for the start of the practices. But once we get to practice five, Monday, July 28th is when the pads come on, and we really get to see that unit in full action.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the other really exciting things about this team, particularly over on the offensive side. And everything that you just mentioned, and of course everything that Caesar mentioned is extremely true, right? Like, you're building up this offense, you're trying to get this to a certain place, and you're doing it by going from the inside out. This is how offenses, this is how successful NFL teams, offenses and defenses, are built. You start with the trenches, and then you build outward from there. And so the Saints have kind of, you know, gone back to the drawing board on that. And I think the other thing I'll add to this too is that, look, Taliesin Fuanga plugged in at left tackle with no playing experience at left tackle during his collegiate days, started all 17 games there, and was outstanding during that stretch. Now, he allowed 5 sacks over the course of his rookie year. That's really good for a guy that's starting at left tackle for the first time ever. And considering that all 5 of those sacks happened over the course of like 3 or 4 games in the middle of the season, started off super strong, finished super strong. And I think that's momentum that you want to see. Now he moves back over to his collegiate position, which you can call his quote-unquote natural position, and now he's going to be very comfortable there. Then you plug in Calvin Banks Jr., who was the consensus All-Pro, Lombardi Award Trophy winner, Outback Award Trophy winner, like just did all these things that were absolutely incredible and was outstanding all throughout his time at Texas. Now which included him making the transition over to the SEC and playing against some of those SEC pass rushers on the edge as well. Now he comes into the NFL. This is going to be a good situation for him too. And so the thing that I think, in addition to all this, is not just as a success for 2025, but what this means for the team moving forward. Rookie quarterback or a quarterback on a rookie contract, a left tackle on a rookie contract, a right tackle on a rookie contract, a starting cornerback on a rookie contract. We're talking about Kool-Aid McKinstry in that situation. An edge rusher that's already been re-signed in Chase Young. Like, contractually, the Saints would be in a really good position if all of those guys panned out, in terms of being able to funnel that money elsewhere to be able to build this team up. So that's another one of those big advantages that this team could have, with 2 first-round tackles bookending this offensive line. If they get really good play from them, and thus get really good play from the quarterback that's on a rookie contract, and of course, you know, aid for that quarterback through the run game, so on and so forth, there's a lot of opportunity for this team to build its contender over the course of the next few years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I do have to correct you on one thing. Tyler Shuck is not yet on a rookie contract. He has not
signed his rookie contract.
He's one of 30 second-round picks to not do that. Is that something you're concerned about? I mean, obviously, second-round picks, we always say, like, it always takes a little bit longer. This year kind of feels a little different. You know, whether you want to call it holdouts or just kind of, you know, playing it out. You know, if he's not on the field when the Saints break camp in a couple weeks, that's going to make some waves, because just when you talk about a quarterback in that situation and a guy who needs every rep he can get, I'm just curious, what is your concern level at this point regarding the contract for Shuck?
Yeah, it kind of non-existent at this point. It becomes low if he's not reporting for training camp on the 22nd. It becomes a little bit higher if he's not on the field on the 23rd. And then it gets a little bit higher each day that passes after that. Because at that point, you're being cost, right? Because this isn't – I want to be really clear about this. Like, this isn't a player decision to where there's some kind of disagreement over a contract. This is an all-new precedent for the NFL. They are now seeing their first ever fully guaranteed second round contracts. And any player that moves too early at a position where players are unsigned that were selected ahead of him, that agent ends up without trying to negotiating the contracts of all the players that are up ahead of them, right? If you're the 48th overall pick and you get a fully guaranteed deal, you effectively just negotiated picks 35 through 39 who currently remain unsigned into fully guaranteed deals. And do you want to be the agent or the representative or the representation that ends up making that decision for six other players? You probably don't, right? Four or five other players, you probably don't. And so it's a tricky situation to balance, because it's not like, oh, I want more, I want more, I'm demanding something as a player or as a representative. It's, hey, this is uncharted territory. How do we navigate this? So it's an entire precedent reset. It's different for these second round picks right now. And so that's why my concern level right now is non-existent, and then just kind of grows over the course of time, because then it becomes less about the contract, which, again, that's not about any player. That's not about any team. That's not about any agent. That's just about the changing landscape of second round contracts now. And it's only going to get worse next year and the year after that, so on and so forth. And so we'll watch how this plays out. But after a certain point, when you've missed enough time as a holdout, as a quarterback that's trying to compete for a potential starting role and to be the potential future, you know, franchise quarterback of an organization, if you're forced to miss time because of those negotiations that you are not actively having as a player, right? Make no mistake about it. It's not Tyler Shuck standing in Mickey Loomis's office saying, I want this. You know what I mean? Like, to be kind of subject to that because of the NFL landscape kind of sucks, if I'm being honest. And so, like, for a player that could potentially lose ground in a quarterback battle, that's a really disadvantageous situation to be in, non-ideal situation to be in. So that's where the concern for me comes in, because this isn't about a player saying, I want me, or anything like that. This is about a player that's subject to the circumstance around a changing landscape around the NFL. And over the course of time, the longer that process takes, the more that he has to sacrifice, not for himself, but for 30 other players that are, or 29 other players that are unsigned around him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And it's probably more about Tyler's agent than Tyler, because, you know, I don't think the player really even looks at it that way as much as the agent probably has a text chain with 10 other agents being like, you better not sign that contract, because we're working our way up there. I mean, I have some strong feelings that second round picks should be fully guaranteed. I think it's silly that this is even a conversation when, you know, the Saints, you're talking about an $80 million dead cap hit. And what's the conversation about? $3 million on the back end of a 4-year contract for a guy that, if he's starting in year four, that's the biggest steal you're ever going to get at the quarterback position. And it's all a slippery slope thing, right? Like, teams want to draw a line in the sand somewhere, and if they just give and give and give, eventually all draft picks are going to be guaranteed. And then you're going to be like, well, why aren't all player contracts guaranteed? So, I don't know. Like, I kind of just feel like there's so much posturing going on, but at the end of the day, why aren't these contracts guaranteed? Like, what are you saving at the end of the day that is worth stretching out and potentially impacting a quarterback competition? I just don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're talking about a position, right? So think about where Tyler Shuck got drafted, right? Number 40 overall. Number 40 overall last year, Philadelphia Eagles defensive back Cooper DeJean. $9.283 million contract. Over $7.4 million of that was guaranteed. It was an 80.46% guarantee on that contract. Are you really going to be willing to haggle over less than $2 million of guarantees? You know what I mean? And so, but the thing is that you're not haggling. Like, if you're the team that has pick number 40 on your roster, you're not haggling about less than $2 million for your player. You're haggling about less than $2 million for your player. And whatever the difference is between what was guaranteed before and what would be a fully guaranteed contract now for the four or five other unsigned players ahead of that, right? Like, that's the tricky part here. So you don't want to be the team that pulls the trigger on the fully guaranteed contract too early, because it's not just you, you're impacting the other teams ahead of you that haven't yet signed their rookies. This is what happened. This is how Carson Schlesinger got his fully guaranteed deal as the 34th overall pick, or 33rd overall pick, excuse me, because the 34th overall pick, Jaden right. Higgins with the Houston Texans, got his fully guaranteed deal first. And so they just, the Browns had no choice. You just have to give Carson Schlesinger a fully guaranteed deal too. And so that's how he got the second ever fully guaranteed deal in NFL history on a second round contract. So it's a tricky situation in terms of like the ripple effect of potentially negotiating someone else's deals. But on a one-to-one basis, especially when you're talking about a quarterback, it could be looked at as an outlier if the Saints just said, you know what, whatever, we're going to give you the fully guaranteed deal because we're talking about less than $2 million of a difference here. Take it. You know what I mean? So it is an interesting situation to see how it is that the team, the representative, and to an extent the player all decide to kind of handle this. But I think the player is kind of the least weight carrying or water carrying person in that situation of that triumvirate.
What I'm hearing is that 31 NFL GMs are waiting in line to key Nick Caserio's car.
Right. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Everyone is upset with Nick Caserio. Right.
He started everything because he couldn't just wait 2 weeks. Anyway. All right. Ross Jackson, host of Locked On Saints, also reporter for LouisianaSports.net. Check out his work. As always, great stuff. Thanks so much for taking the time, Ross.
Yeah, of course, man. Thanks for having me. Y'all take care, stay safe, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. See you next week.
Thanks, Ross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.